this is the hard part where I talk a little bit about how I found my way writing this book. I think for me, the book began with a place. It began with an image of a place. I had visited a tuberculosis sanitarium in southern Saskatchewan in the Qu'Appelle Valley and became completely smitten and curious about the idea of an isolated community filled with these very vibrant people. And so I wanted to explore the idea of seclusion and illness and also apothecarian treatments for tuberculosis or traditional treatments for tuberculosis. So that's how the first section of the book unfolds, and then it goes into apothecarian treatments. And from there, I try to think about how fever and delusion makes a person feel and whether or not I could actually represent that type of disorienting feeling on the page. And from there, I didn't want to end on too much of a down note. I tried to find a way out, how a person comes away from illness and seclusion, and how they escape from these nightmares or dreams that they have into a more lucid state. So that's kind of the trajectory of the book. I fell in love with the place, and then the book wrote itself. I felt very lucky. Thanks for listening.